Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, last night was the final Democratic debate before the Iowa caucuses, and the tensions between Senator Elizabeth Warren and Senator Bernie Sanders were on display. Warren confirmed a report that Sanders told her a woman could not win the presidency in 2020. Last night, Sanders denied that, saying, in fact, he had made room for Warren to run 5 years ago.
In 2015, I deferred, in fact, to Senator Warren. There was a movement to draft Senator Warren to run for president. And you know what? I said, stayed back. Senator Warren decided not to run, and I did run afterwards.
But Warren and Sanders, as well as the other four candidates on the stage last night, largely held their fire toward each other and focused instead on trying to make the case to voters that they can beat President Trump. WBUR's Washington reporter Kimberly Atkins joins us with more. Good morning.
Good morning, Deborah.
So how did Warren and Sanders deal with this controversy on stage last night?
Well, Warren stood by her claim that Bernie Sanders did say that a woman could not win during that conversation, and Sanders stood by his denial. But it didn't devolve into a shouting match. They said they weren't interested in sparring. Let's listen to Warren.
Bernie is my friend, and I am not here to try to fight with Bernie. But look, this question about whether or not a woman can be president has been raised, and it's time for us to attack it head on. And I think the best way to talk about who can win is by looking at people's winning record. So, can a woman beat Donald Trump? Look at the men on this stage. Collectively, they have lost 10 elections. The only people on this stage who have won every single election that they've been in are the women, Amy and me.
And Amy being Senator Amy Klobuchar, the only other woman on the stage, Warren went on to say that she was the only one to beat a GOP incumbent in 3 decades. Sanders countered that he had, in fact, defeated a Republican incumbent in Congress. But as they both acknowledged, that was in 1990, which, if you do the math, was 30 years ago.
So why do you think they didn't hash out this allegation of sexism?
Well, with so little time until the Iowa caucuses, they're only 19 days away. Neither Warren nor Sanders want to do anything to turn off their supporters or to help Joe Biden, who is still the front runner. Because Iowa is a caucus state, second choices matter. Voters there can still change their minds. And if their first choice is knocked out, then they have to change their minds and pick someone else. And Warren and Sanders, neither one of them can afford to risk turning off any voters by turning on each other.
So what were the major points of contention among the candidates last night?
Well, the candidates largely focused on policy. There were none of the sharp jabs that we've seen at other debates. On the issue of foreign policy, Biden and Klobuchar really pushed for keeping some troop presence in the Middle East, while Warren said she would pull out all combat troops from the region. Sanders and Biden once again got into it over Biden's vote for the Iraq War. And Sanders disagreed with Warren on some other issues like the U.S.-Mexico Canada trade deal. Warren plans to vote in favor of it, but Sanders opposes it because he believes it still favors corporations too much and that it doesn't do enough to fight climate change.
And how did the issue of health care play out?
Yeah, health care has been a top issue for this entire campaign. And once again, the candidates focused on their differences in their plans. Warren criticized Pete Buttigieg and Joe Biden's health care plans, which include public options, but they're not fully Medicare for all, as she supports and Bernie Sanders supports. She called Buttigieg's plan a, quote, small improvement. And this is how Buttigieg responded.
It's just not true that the plan I'm proposing is small. We got to move past a Washington mentality that suggests that the bigness of plans only consists of how many trillions of dollars they put through the Treasury, that the boldness of a plan only consists of how many Americans it can alienate.
Now, Kimberly, polls show Biden, Sanders, Warren, and Buttigieg all packed tightly in a 4-way race in the early voting states of Iowa and New Hampshire. Do you see anything after last night's debate that might affect that?
It seemed that the theme of the night was do no harm. And I think the candidate succeeded there.
Okay. WBUR's Kimberly Atkins joining us this morning from Washington. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And for Kimberly's weekly politics newsletter, you can get it by visiting WBUR.org.